So as you mentioned, the adjuvant breast cancer setting now, Adriamycin specifically is utilized by far the most common regimen, the AC, four cycles of regimen for node negative disease and for node positive disease, AC with a taxane, but still with the AC. So I'm going to ask you, for patients who've gotten those four cycles of AC, a few patients I'm going to describe to you who turn to you and say, okay, it's been recommended that I get four cycles of Adriamycin. What's my chance that I'm going to have heart failure as a result of this over the next 20 years? Let's start out with a 55-year-old woman, completely healthy, no comorbidity.
I can't answer that question. The data that I described from SEER Medicare was that those women started treatment at 65 or older. I should clarify that. So for what happens in the 55-year-old who lives to 65 or 75 is a bit unclear. I don't think it's unreasonable, however, to extrapolate from the 65 data, but it is, in fact, an extrapolation.
Okay, so I'll tell you that I think based on surveys that we've done, then the most common answer an oncologist in this country will give is 1-2%. Do you think that that's correct?
Oh, I think that's a gross underestimate.
Okay.
I think at 240 milligrams per meter squared, it's somewhere between 1 and 4%. Shorter term, over 3 to 5 years. And if you biopsy these women, and if you do carefully all comers, and you do careful measurements of left ventricular function, you will find abnormalities of cardiac structure and function in the majority. And then you add to that the rising incidence of hypertension over the next 5 to 20 years. You know, it goes as high as 75 to 85% of women by the time they reach the age of 85. I think that you have a dramatically higher probability of excess risk of developing congestive heart failure than simply 1 or 2%.
Same situation, 65-year-old woman.
65, there are better data. And I say if you get an anthracycline, that it's probably 30 to 40% of this clinical diagnosis of congestive heart failure over the next 10 to 20.
An increase compared to not getting an anthracycline of 30 to 40% of clinical congestive heart failure.
No, not a take 5 to 10% away from that, because I think there's a 5 to 10%.
65-year-old woman with hypertension that's being treated successfully, does that change the numbers?
Yeah, that would put it at the, whatever that confidence interval is around that estimate, that person's at the upper end of that.
I remember that the relative risk for hypertension, diabetes, a bunch of factors that Giordano presented was in the range of 1.5, about a 50. Is that what your take was?
1.5 to 2, yes, were the incremental risk as a consequence of the anthracycline. That's correct.